Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. This week's iTunes review is brought to you by Jackie O. Jazz Hands. She writes, a great, funny podcast about real topics we all struggle with. Kim gives great advice and support to people to live their best life. That just fills my heart. Thank you so much for taking the time to write me that 5-star review. And for those of you who have yet to leave that 5-star review, all you have to do is go on to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast and do the same thing, and I will read it on the air. So thank you so much, Jackie O. Jazz Hands. It fills me up when I get read those reviews from the heart. Enjoy the podcast. All right. Today is one of those days that it was just like a little hectic getting in here to record this. So I'm going to take a deep cleansing breath and hop right on in to, the episode. I feel like at this time of the year, it's the perfect time to have this conversation. And I try to make my episodes timeless, if you will. But every once in a while, there's going to be something that's going to be a little dated. And what I find is that when we go into the new year, you know, we wake up on January 1st and we're like, this is the year! And we hit the ground running on January 1st, right? We have all the vim, the vigor. We're like, we're ready to get stuff done. Then we go hard, we're fast out the gate, and then February comes. And as someone who's been in the fitness business for the last 15 years, this is what I see. I see, you know, it's usually not the first week of January. Usually it's like the second week, but definitely by the 15th of January, the hordes of people come into the gym being this is their year. Then they burn out probably by February vacations. We're here in Massachusetts, February vacation is typically the week of President's Week. So by then, they're like, I haven't lost 400 pounds in 3 weeks, so what the hey? Why try? Why keep up? Or I'm on vacation, so I'm on vacation, but when I get back from vacation, it's on. And if you've been in that bucket, listen up, okay? I got you. I got you right now. Because what I'm going to talk about is that if you're done chasing dieting, if you're like been there, done that, got the shaker bottle, got the t-shirts, got all the other swag, I'm done, uncle. Dieting doesn't work. Well, I'm going to agree with you. Dieting doesn't work. Dieting the old way doesn't work. Okay. So today I'm going to give you four alternatives to dieting. And this is for the person. This is for you. I'm going to give you a quick little quiz. This is for you if you are done chasing skinny. If you are ready to get the results that last, results that are going to help you make this a lifestyle so that you're not in this ebb and flow, this up and down, then you're in the right place. All right. So the big thing is that I'm not going to give you this list of do's and don'ts. That's not how it is. Because as soon as I tell you no sugar, no flour, no fun, you're like, I'm out. Or you can do it for a while and then all of a sudden life happens, right? You know, I read diet books. That's what I do because people always ask me, Kim, have you heard about this diet, that, blah, 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 blah. And I was reading a diet book and I always kind of get to the meat, like, okay, what's the crux of this diet book? And the first two things were no sugar and no flour. And I was like, okay, so that means on my birthday, I'm never going to have a cupcake. No, hell with that. Like if any diet that tells me that, I'm out, because I want you to be able to go to your kid's birthday party. I want you to be able to go to anyone's birthday party and have a piece of cake guilt free. That's what I want,
right? And with these four alternatives, that is what's going to happen for you. You're going to have a glass of wine and not be like, I'm sneaking this wine, you know, or you have to stop so you can go on vacation or stop so you can go out on a date night with your sweetie. And if you're tired of weight loss feeling like a chore, a burden, and if you're tired of bearing it, keep listening, my friend. Keep listening, okay? So the first piece is that I like to call this it's my framework. It's one of the frameworks that I work with. I have several, but it's one of the main frameworks that I work with my clients on. And it's part of my Fit Girl Magic formula, okay? And the first piece is I got to change my mindset. The first thing is I have to say I'm not broken. I have to say that I'm destined to be heavy. I'm destined to have a belly. No. Or I hear, you know, I can't diet when I'm on vacation. Well, I'm not asking you to diet. I'm just asking you not to eat like a jackass, right? That's all I'm asking for you to do is not have jackass behavior. So it's you changing your mindset to say that I'm ready. I am willing to do this. And what I always challenge my clients to do is what are your, I can't live without. For me, I can't live without coffee with cream and sugar. Now, do I have 500 cups of coffee? No. I have 2 cups of coffee, maybe 3 on a rare day, but I have 2 cups of coffee. I look forward to it. I put my head down on my pillow and I'm like, oh, tomorrow I get to have coffee. Right. And so I ask my clients, like, what are the 3 things that if I touch, you're going to cut me. And when we work with that, I have a client who she likes cookies. So instead of she was having like, you know, a bag or 2 of cookies a week, she now has 1 cookie a day and she feels like a rock star. So that's what I want. I want you to start changing those mindset of like the things you feel that you need to have versus the things that make you feel sane. If having 1 cookie a day makes you feel sane, I am never going to take away your cookies, but I'm going to take away the 30 cookies, but I'm not going to take away 1 cookie. Okay. Are you feeling me? So it's really setting your mind because where your mind goes, your body flows. And if you live in this mentality of like, I have to suffer, I have to struggle, then you're going to suffer and you're going to struggle. But if you said, okay, what can I do that this makes me sane? That I'm as soon as I stop, I want to stop with the do not eat list and I want to start with a do eat list, right? And I always say to people, let's start adding in these are 3 things I see people are always missing. They don't eat enough protein, they're not eating enough good fats, and they're not eating enough vegetables. No one ever told me, oh my God, I ate so much chicken, I just lost my stuff eating that chicken. No one ever told me that. No one ever told me they lost their stuff eating too many flax seeds or chia seeds. And no one ever told me, oh my God, you know, broccoli, that just went right to my butt. Like no one's ever said that to me. Okay. So that's where I want you to get your mindset is that I have to, if I focus on all the things that have gone wrong, guess what? All the wrong stuff is just going to start popping up. But the big thing with my mindset is that I have to decide that this is what I want. I need to get clear exactly what it is that I want and what I don't want. But I don't want you to focus on the don't want. I was like, this is what I want. You know, for me, it's like, I know one of the big challenges I had was I had a thyroid challenge. And so the thing with my thyroid is that a thyroid isn't an overnight fix. It's not like you go to the doctor, they're like, oh, take this pill and it's done. For a thyroid, it literally was a couple of years of her going up a little bit, her going down a little bit, up a little bit, down a little bit. And it was literally like 6 to 9 months in between those ups and downs for her to see what was it doing to my thyroid. So with the mindset comes the patient is that I always say to people, the Grand Canyon wasn't built overnight. The Grand Canyon was millions of years carving things away. Are you going to lose weight in millions of years? No, but you're not going to lose weight in 3 weeks. You're not going to be like, oh, I got a wedding in 3 weeks and I want to fit into a size 2 gown. And you're not a size 2. You're not even a size 4. Then that's just being unrealistic. And that's just really putting your body in this complete and utter crazy state to get there. Okay. So I really want you to think about where you're focused And can you change your mindset to say, you know what, I will do whatever it takes, as long as it takes to get me to where I want to be? That's the question. And how are you defining your success? You know, what does success look like? Is success you stepping on the scale? Is success you fitting into a certain size? Is success just you feeling better? Is success you sleeping better? Is success being like you're not a live nerve all the damn time? You know, what does success look like for you? And that all comes from your mindset. Because if I feel like I'm always chasing, I feel like I'm never enough, I feel like I'm always behind, then guess what? That's how I'm always going to be. It's always helped. My perception is my reality. That's what's deep, right? Okay. So the other thing is I need to break up with worry, you know, worry that it's not happening fast enough, worry that I'm not doing the right thing. Because I always tell my clients, we're going to do something for 4 weeks and then we're going to tweak. We're going to be like, all right, what's the good? What's the bad? What's the ugly? Then we're going to move on from there. But that's where consistency comes. Like, 30 days and 30 day increments, we're doing stuff and we're making tweaks or making refinements so that you can go back and be like, oh yeah, that was a good day. Or, oh damn, you know, I could have done things a little different that way. You know, that's where I'm never going to have you be critical of yourself. Here's where you are going to be like a scientist, you know, and if you are an experiment, right? We're doing several experiments to see what is the right way for you to make this a lifestyle. Yeah. So then the second piece of this is movement, right? So many people think, I got to go to the gym, I got to work out for X number amount of hours, then I got to, you know, have this amount of calories, and that's how I'm going to lose the weight. But for some people, that works. But if you're someone who's been on down this road several times, then we got to come back. We got to do something else because your body's like, oh, girl, I know exactly what you're doing and I ain't going to give it to you. I'm going to sit right here and sweat you out. I'm going to make you think that you're on this treadmill and you're running like a rabbit and it's going to work and I'm just not going to do it. So what I want you to think about is movement, right? If we go back to caveman times, or even the 1800s, we were like farmers. You know, we would walk to town to get, you know, to drop the eggs off. We would go out and hunt for our food, you know, so we were always on the move. And what we found, it's called non-exercise thermogenesis, is what we found is that movement for many people has a far, far more lasting effect on your weight than the actual bout of exercise. So, you know, we all see people with the Fitbits, the Apple Watches, all of that. It's the movement. So I want you to think about how much during the day do you move? And there, like for me, Sundays are my day that I'm just like, I'm home, I'm chilling. If I get out of my pajamas, it takes a lot for me to get out of my pajamas on a Sunday. And my typical steps are anywhere from 15 to 20 something thousand steps. That's how many steps I take in a given day. Sunday, sometimes it's like 3,000 to 5,000, right? It's a dramatic drop because I'm literally just walking around my house. And so I want you to really think about what are your steps. Now, you know, right now people are talking about, oh, the 10,000 step, that's an arbitrary number. I want you to look at what are your steps. And are there ways you can increase your movement? So, you know, can you take the stairs versus the elevator? Can you get, you know, a walking desk, a treadmill desk? That's what they're called, a treadmill desk. You know, are you someone who fidgets? I'm a fidgeter. Like I naturally move all the time, which makes it hard because sometimes I hit the microphone and then my editor doesn't really like all that. you know, do you have a dog? Can you take the dog for like, you know, one more block than you normally do? What are ways that you can increase the steps in your day to day? Then we start talking about food, right? So the first piece was mindset. You know, you have to get it in your mind that like, I got this. This is the last time it's ever going to happen. I'm going to make the choice that my body's not going to be put on the shelf or whenever it gets busy. Because guess what? It's always going to get busy. There's always going to be something. You know, I think about the four seasons. So let's say it's if we start in January, Okay, we're good. January, we're good. February, and then spring break happens. And then I'll pick it up as soon as spring break happens. And then summer happens. Well, you know, the kids are out of school and we're down the Cape, the lake, the blah, the blah, the blah on the weekend. So I'm gonna get back to you in September. Oh, well, you know, I got to get used to the kids' new schedule. And then there's a soccer game. And then there's this. And then we're back to, oh, well, it's November, it's the holidays, you know how the holidays are. So it's literally, if I think about it, there's probably like only 2 or 3 months out of the year that are good months, right? We can always come up with a reason. Now, here's where I say to you, the mindset comes in. Are you a priority? Are you a priority? Is your body a priority? And if that's the case, then you will find a way. And for me, my way is, does it have to be an hour? Can it be 15 minutes? Can I pull up a YouTube video? Can I do planks while I watch TV, right? It's just a matter of what we make a priority. Now comes the meals. And so with meals, so many people, the first focus is, what can't I have? And I've covered that. You know, it's not about taking away. I would rather you focus on what am I currently eating? Because I know that many of my clients come to me and they eat pretty good. They're probably like a C+, right? C+. And all we have to do is make a few tweaks and they're cooking with gas, right? And I only ask my clients, I want you to aim for a B+. So many people want to be that A++++. I say, go for the B+. B+ is like, it's doable. You'll sleep at night. You won't get all cuckoo. You won't get caught in that perfection train. And so when we talk about food, I always have my clients food log, right? And the main thing I'm looking for when I food log, I'm looking for the food choices that you pick. Are they satisfying? And do they stick with you? Okay, so let me give you some fancy terms. Satiety and satiation. Satiety is how long after you eat something do you feel hungry? And ideally, I want my clients to feel hungry about 2 to 3 hours later. If you can do longer, great. But I want people to break free of this, I have to eat every few hours, because we've masked what hunger feels like. And so I want people to like play around with their hunger, barriers is the word, like boundaries. Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking for the word, but I want to like, where do you really feel hunger versus where do you feel like you should eat right now? Now, I used to eat according to a clock, and it took me a while. It can happen, but it took me a while to start to be like, am I hungry? And just ask the question. And if I wasn't hungry, I didn't eat. And sometimes, and I know for some people, you have those jobs where you have to eat at a certain time. You know, I have a client, she works in a doctor's office and, you know, there's no food on the floor, blah, 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 blah. So she has to eat a specific time. So I get that. But I'm talking for, you know, the regular schmoes out there that don't have that kind of very regimented office environment, where ask yourself, are you hungry or are you eating because you think you should be eating? All right. And how can you kind of space out your meals? Our bodies need time to digest the food, right? And so one of the things that, you know, I've been doing a lot of reading on is insulin sensitivity. And a lot of the reasons where, you know, beside eating processed foods, where insulin resistance, type 2 diabetes come in, is that we're not giving our bodies enough space between the food, so that the insulin comes out, starts to do its work, but then we give it even more food. So there's always this constant flow of insulin to help digest our food. So the more I can space it out, the more my insulin goes, all right, I'm out, I'm doing my work, and then I release, then I go back to sleep. And then I sleep, and then I come back out, and then I sleep. Where if I'm always feeding food into it and my body hasn't had a chance to digest, insulin is just like, I'm out, I'm out, I'm out. And the cells start to become resistant to it. Tangents that I didn't want to go down, but it worked. All right. So I want you to think about, and then I also want to think about, does it satisfy brain? Satisfaction happens in the brain. So when I look at food, am I feeling mentally satisfied by it? You know, so I want you to think about in your mind, you have pizza on the brain. You're like, pizza. Yeah, that's my jam. Getting pizza. You know exactly where you're getting pizza from. And you're like, whoa, it's going to be the best pizza. And then you're driving there and you're like, no, I can't have pizza. It's not on my diet. It's just, I just can't have it. And then you go and you get a salad. And you're eating the salad and you're just like, this doesn't do it for me. I really wanted the pizza. I really should have got the pizza. And then you start eating, then you go back and you eat something else. So I want you to really start focusing on what, you know, is what you're eating, does it satisfy the eyes? Because the eyes go to the brain. And when the brain's satisfied, your body's satisfied. And then also, you know, does what you eat have staying power? And, you know, start to monitor that and start to see like what's going on with you. Then you also have to think about your meal choices, and your meal choices have consequences on the next meal. Okay, so what? All right. So if you're just starving and you're like, I'm just going to eat anything that's nailed down. If it's not nailed down, I'm eating it. And it doesn't satisfy the brain and it doesn't stick with you. You're looking for the next meal 2 seconds later, right? Have you ever had that situation that you ate and it just was so unsatisfying, unfulfilling that you're like, what else can I eat? What else can I eat? Right? So the big thing that you want to look at is like, you want something that is going to give you the satisfaction through the eyes, gives you the fullness in that belly, have the minimum amount of calories and the maximum amount of nutrition. Okay. So, you know, one of the things is that I have a big ass salad every single day and it quickly satisfies me, you know, because the fiber in the vegetables. I like give myself a little feta cheese. So like I have that salty fix. From time to time, I'll put in mandarin oranges. So like if I have that, it gives me like a little bit of a sweet fix. So it gives me all of the sensations that I really enjoy, but it doesn't give me a lot of calories, and it gives me a butt ton of nutrition. So do you see where I'm going? You know, so tonight for dinner, I'm having spaghetti squash. But on the spaghetti squash, I'm having tomato sauce and I'm having that with ground beef. So like I have all the sensations of it where I have the maximum amount of satisfaction with the minimum amount of calories. Okay. And if you need a little bit more clarification on that, hit me up. You can always find me on Instagram, Kim Jefferson Coach. Shoot me a DM and we can do a deeper dive on that. Or you can hang out in my Facebook group. I do a live every Wednesday, and that is called Fit Girl Magic. Duh, Fit Girl Magic podcast, right? Like to keep things simple. So the reason why it has consequences. So let's go back to the pizza example. So in my mind, if I had pizza, I was like, oh, I want pizza. And I don't have pizza. And I have the salad and I'm like, it's not what I wanted. Then I'm going to think about pizza all the time. I'm going to think about pizza all the time. And then it's going to snowball. And then I'm going to start just eating other things that I think might satisfy me other than the pizza, right? Versus if I just went, got that one slice of pizza, I would have been satisfied and I wouldn't have set off this snowball of the rest of the day. Has that ever happened to you that you've wanted something, but because you denied yourself, you denied, and then you ended up going off the deep end, right? Or you're like, I'll just have a little bit of this and then a little bit of that and then a little bit turned into a lot of it. Okay. And then the last piece is working out, right? Movement is not working out. Movement is literally me getting up and walking to my car. It's me getting up and walking through the grocery store. It's me going out for a leisure walk without trying to break a sweat or do anything like that. That's what movement is. Here's what I'm talking about. You actively working out. And, you know, I tell my clients, you know, aim for 3 to 4 days a week of working out, your cardio being hit. And your workouts, you know, you want to be breathing heavy, you want to have muscles burning, and you want to break a sweat. You know, that's a sign of a great workout. You know, Did I say, you know, you can't be able to shampoo your hair the next day or sit on a toilet? No, you know, that though, I want you to, soreness is not the sign of a good workout, right? I want you to like be able to like breathe heavy, sweat, and feel some burning in your muscles. That's the sign of a good workout. So I've laid all this out. None of this was about stop doing this. It's more about how do you make these minor shifts, these minor tweaks in order to get to where you want to be. Now, I know that I went through this really quickly, and this right here is the building blocks of great habits. And it's the great habits that build great routines, and it's routines that build consistency, and it's consistency that gives you your results. That is the ultimate Fit Girl magic formula. But this right here, the four alternatives to dieting, is the precursor. And I know I had to go through this pretty quickly. I know that your head might still be swimming, but I have broken this down for you in a free guide. Yes. And if you go to bit.ly/alternatives4, you can get the free action guide. I want to thank you so much. Again, all of this will be linked in the show notes. So if you missed anything, show notes, that's what they're for. So you can always find things. I want to thank you so much for listening. And if you love this, please do me a favor and shoot me a DM.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.